All my Coney Island baby now. I'd like to send this one out to Lou and Rachel. All the kids and ES-192. Man, I swear I'd give the whole thing up for you.
Ooh, we heard a little bit of the next track, but that's okay. All right, sorry for the long songs, everyone. I hope you're all enjoying. I don't know who else is listening. I don't even know if my family is listening anymore, but to all the homies who have listened to WMFO, Pickled Beats, throughout the years, I really appreciate it. By the way, this is Maddie. This is Pickled Beats, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're moving into hour two of the Pickled Beats Farewell Special. What did we just hear? We heard Liz Phair with Nashville. I think that is just such a cool song. That album is really good, and it's mostly like sort of 90s, you know, girl rock, grungy, you know, Liz Phair. But that one is so, like, sparkly and interesting. I think it's so cool. And I love that lyric, I won't decorate my love. Speaking of love, we heard Coney Island Baby by Lou Reed. I said we were going to hear the Velvet Underground. I don't think we will. But there's Lou Reed for you. The best ever. Coney Island Baby, such a good song. I think just the chord progression in that one almost brings me to tears. I don't know why. The glory of love, you know. Anyway, I'm going to read a quick PSA and then we'll move on. By the way, when visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. Do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in a tree. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/nfsnc. This message is a public service announcement of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station. WMFO, we care about bears and you. That one goes out to all the Tufts students and incoming Tufts students who are embarking on their two journeys in the next few weeks. Watch out for bears. All right, this next song is a Wilson Family classic. So let's hear it. This one goes out to my mom, who is still listening.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I? What in the world did I do? Oh, crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying. And I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. and I'm crazy for loving you. Said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar, on the back of a cartoon coaster, in the blue TV screen light. I drew a map of Canada. I would still be on my feet. I am a lonely painter. I live in a box of paint. I'm drawn to those ones that ain't afraid. I remember that time you told me, you said, love is touching souls. Surely you touch mine, 'cause part of you pours out of me. Thank you.
That was a great little set there. I'm going to keep saying that. All right. Starting from the top, we heard Patsy Cline. That old classic Crazy. That was a childhood song for me. Beautiful, beautiful song. Then we heard Joni Mitchell. Of course, you all knew it was coming. With A Case of You, the second to last track from her 1971 album Blue, otherwise known as the best album of all time. No arguments there, I think. That album, I was just saying to my friend who's in the studio that I know it's, you know, one of the most beloved albums ever of all time, but I still feel like it means something personal to me. And I think that's a good thing. And then that last track, The Replacements with Swingin' Party, that one goes out to VP candidate Tim Walz from Minnesota. The Replacements are also from Minnesota. That song has been a class, you know, it's just stayed with me since I first heard it in high school. I remember, I think that was also on my Discover Weekly on Spotify. And it was during this one summer when it rained a lot, and I just spent a lot of time inside, like, listening to music, which is honestly where a lot of sort of my music taste in these songs come from, is, like, it's time alone, sitting inside, listening to music, which is, you know, how taste develops, honestly, but that one has been a favorite of mine for a while, through the years. All right, another staple Pickled Beats artist coming up for you. Here's Leonard Cohen with Suzanne.
Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night beside her. And you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you on her wavelength. And she lets the river answer that you've always to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know that she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water. And he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, all men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open, forsaken. Almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counters, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor. And she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, There are children in the morning, they are leaning out for love, and they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know you can trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
station every Friday night. But I am so lazy, don't want to wander. I stay at home at night. But I don't feel afraid. As long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset,
such a good song. Okay, starting from the top in that set, we heard Leonard Cohen off of his debut album, Songs of Leonard Cohen, with, once again, one of the best songs ever, Suzanne. Imagine coming up with that. Imagine releasing your first album. I think he was like 33 or something, and that's the first song that people hear. Crazy. Love Leonard Cohen. Shout out to Leonard Cohen. Rest in peace. After that, we heard Bob Marley and the Wailers with Waiting in Vain, another family classic. I think this playlist, if anything, goes to show how much my family is an influence on my music taste, as I think is very evident. But that's my favorite Bob Marley song because it's just so sweet and earnest and a great song in general. And then after that, we heard The Kinks with Waterloo Sunset. I just love that song. I don't know. I feel like I'm saying that to a lot of these, but The Kinks are great. I think they're underrated. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that because I wasn't alive when they were big, but I think they're underrated. And again, I think like a lot of these songs end up just being riffs on pop songs or just like really, really, really good, simple songs done well, sort of densely and interesting in a musical way. Anyway, I guess I played a little bit of country music so far, but I have a few country songs coming up, including this one, an absolute hit. You all know it's coming. It's Glen Campbell with Wichita Lineman.
I'm a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. need you more than won't you. And I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the
shining. another child that's grown old. Your dreams were thunder and lightning was desire. This old house would have burnt down at a long time ago. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold. Cowboy. It weren't much to look at, just a free rambling man. But that was a long time, and no matter how I tried, those years just flow by like a broken down dam. Make me an angel that flies. I can hear them, they're buzzing, and I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. How the hell can a person go to work in the morning and come home?
Right, in that set, we started off with Glen Campbell, with possibly the most, I don't know, what's the word, sappy, romantic song ever, but also like amazing and orchestral and so good. Anyway, it was Wichita Lineman. I love that song. After that, we heard Nina Simone covering Bob Dylan, He Comes Up Again, with I Shall Be Released, just another very triumphant song. And then after that, we heard Bonnie Raitt, a little more country music, with Angel from Montgomery, a song I believe is originally by John Prine. Yeah, we're getting near the end. I just have three songs left. I do want to touch on some of the tracks that we didn't get to hear. I realized I didn't add any Paul Simon to this playlist, which is crazy, because again, A, one of my favorite artists, but B, extremely influenced by my parents. Let's see. There was some Nick Drake we didn't hear. A little bit of Sonic Youth, The Cure. We had another Joni Mitchell song that didn't play. Let's see. Oh, Fiona Apple. Duh. I had a Velvet Underground and Nico song, as well as a song by Nico, These Days, obviously. Some Brazilian guitar. And Cat Power. and a few other things. Anyway, I can... the playlist is... It's a great playlist. Okay. All right, this next track is another pop anthem, I would say. It's a genius song. I hope you all love it. It's Kate Bush with Wuthering Heights.
Could you leave me when I needed to possess you? gente se esquece de dizer frases que o vento vem às vezes me lembrar, coisas que ficaram muito tempo por dizer. Na canção do vento não se cansam de
Okay, we're so close to the end, everyone. This has been so fun. I love sitting here and playing music. Sometimes I think that this is like one of the scenarios or situations where songs sound the best is in the WMFO studio. All right, top of the set. I think that was just two songs. We heard Kate Bush with her iconic hit. I think she wrote that when she was like 17 or 19 or something. That was Wuthering Heights from 1978. And after that, we heard Lo Borges, with O Trem Azul. I know that's not how you say it. It's in Portuguese, but classic Brazilian album, Clube da Esquina. Again, just kind of a miraculous song, I think. Yeah, I have one more track. It's kind of a long one. But I would just love to thank everyone for listening throughout these last 3 years. I hope this isn't my last time ever on the radio, but I think my music taste has changed a lot since I've, you know, started college and finished college. But again, like, these are the songs that have sort of stayed the same or are, I feel like, are emblematic of what I like and what I've liked throughout the years, which I think is cool. I'm so grateful to have been able to be on the air. So thank you for listening. And keep it freeform, I guess. I'm probably not going to talk again before the end of the show. So I guess I'll say goodbye. This is Maddie, and this is Pickled Beats. And you're listening, of course, to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And as my last song, I'm going to play a very apt last song. I first heard a cover of this song by Waxahachie and Kevin Morby. I liked that one a little bit better than the original for a while, but my taste has since changed. I think this is just one of the best songs ever. It's, what did you say? A mere triumph of songwriting? It's a triumph of songwriting. RIP to Jason Molina. This is my farewell transmission. So here's Farewell Transmission from Songs Ohio.
About it is. but not forever.
Make a new cult every day to suit your affairs.